Recorded Books and RB Digital present Insidious Intent by Val McDermid, narrated by Saul Reichlin.
A black scene of calumny will be laid open, but you, Doctor, will make all things square again. Second paper on Murder Considered as One of the Fine Arts, Thomas De Quincey. Part 1. Chapter 1. If Catherine McCormick had known she had less than 3 weeks to live, she might have made more of an effort to enjoy Suzanne's wedding. But instead she had adopted her usual attitude of resigned disappointment, trying not to look too disconsolate as she stared at the other guests, dancing as if nobody was watching. It was just like every day at work. Catherine was always the outsider there, too. Even though the title of office manager wielded very little in the way of actual authority, it was enough to set her apart from everyone else. Catherine always felt that when she walked into the kitchenette to make herself a coffee, whatever conversation had been going on either stopped altogether or swerved away from the confidential to the inconsequential. Really, it had been stupid to think today would have been any different. She'd once seen a quote that had stuck with her. The definition of insanity was doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. By that standard, she was definitely insane. Sitting on the fringes of a wedding reception...